Hello, check, check, check. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to If Plants Could Talk. This is Garrett. I'm your host. This conversation took place on September 21st, 2022, with my very, very special guest, Dawson of Crystal Flame Cactus. His handle on Instagram is Cacti Kobe. I will make sure to plug links to his socials in the description of this episode. Kobe and I have been developing a friendship over the last year or so, and I've really gotten to know him and enjoy sending videos back and forth and voice recordings via Instagram. And he's been a big supporter, actually, and bought quite a few cacti off me. And I just really admire his bond with his father and his dedication to teaching about plants and plant medicine. The guy is full of knowledge and knows tons of things about alkaloids and different types of plant medicines and their uses and applications, ethnobotany. Go deep into some really spiritual stuff and psychedelics in detail, psilocybin and San Pedro cactus. He's a big collector of Trichocereus. I would say that that's probably his biggest focus, but he has tons of other different types of medicinal plants and is using them and concocting them. And it's just a very crafty, grew up on a farm. The man is plants 100%. He mentioned Terrence McKenna while we were talking, and honestly, he reminds me of him a lot. I see Terrence McKenna's influence on him, and I see him growing and becoming a teacher of that rank as well. So I really, really enjoyed this conversation, and I hope you guys do too. It's been a minute. My podcast setup had dust on it. So that's how long it's been since I podcast. Before I go, make sure that you scroll down into the description of this episode and check out the links to all of the sponsors and supporters of this show. All right, that's all I got for you guys. Here is Dawson. So what are your other, is that the only page that you're running plant community wise?
For Cacti Kobe?
Yeah.
My Instagram page, Crystal Flame Cactus, is my business name now. I use the name for, I'm selling my crystals as well. And I bless all of my crystals and cacti with the violet flame specifically. Mm-hmm. So by using that, and I could, you know, show others that it's crystal blessed with the violet flame. All my cacti as well. But that is the only page I have right now, is just Cacti Kobe.
Okay.
And Dos Kobe, my main page. But I did start selling on Plantly, as you recommended.
Righteous.
It was pretty good so far, other than going to flea markets and stuff. And I go to local local markets, like the farmers markets and stuff. And I travel up to Michigan and sell some of my plants and my crystals at the flea markets up there. So
nice. Well, Dawson,
that's all really, that's the only type of community I got reached out to so far. So
cool. Well, I feel like we kind of just jumped in. I will keep it going and use that. Dawson, though, welcome to the show. Thank you. Of as we just heard, Cacti yeah. Kobe and Crystal Flame Cactus. It's an honor to have you.
Yeah, blessed to be here. Yes, thank you. I got my purple shirt on to ignite the flame today.
You're a fascinating character, man. And, you know, I feel very connected to you. Me and you talk without masks or filter very often. I speak to you in a way that I don't speak to others. And that's because how you've approached me. And I just really respect that, man. And I think you're a really special person in this community. We need more people like you. And something you said to me too, man, when I was like going through some shit, you said, I'll always support you, Garrett. Don't ever worry. I'll always support you. And you always say, we love you, Garrett, when I'm like really feeling down, man. And I noticed that. So, you know, thanks for being a light, man.
Because you really help others as well. I see that, you know, always. Well, especially with, you know, plants and homeless thing you're doing right now. I've never seen anything like that before. And I'm sure you're reaching out, or you're touching a lot of people. Like, a lot of people don't realize that they actually need the plants in their life. It really just helps healing just go easier for everybody. It's the path for me, at least. And I saw that with you. We have that, you know, personal connection. And I also felt just a brotherly connection in the universe towards you, man. So yeah, just staying kind. That's the good word.
Righteous, man. So where are you from? Where are you speaking to me from right now, actually?
Right now, I'm actually like right in front of all my cacti. And I live in an apartment here in St. Charles, Illinois.
Okay.
I moved here about a year ago with my girlfriend. And I started up the business probably over the winter in like January or so. And I ordered my first wholesale bunch of crystals to pay for my cacti collection here. But of course I wanted to expand it and sell my cacti too. So now that I have more cuttings and stuff growing and clones, and it's been exciting to see it just expand this quickly.
And where were you guys before that?
I grew up in Palatine, actually, Illinois.
Okay.
My folks moved up to the Upper Peninsula in Michigan. So I didn't really want to be there just with my brother and stuff. So I go up there and farm with them, and I help on the farm. We got 50 acres up there.
Wow.
I wanted to come back down and see my friends. I actually met my girlfriend a year and a half ago. She lives in Elgin, or she lived in Elgin, and she works at the Recovery Centers of America.
Oh, nice.
So I drive her to work like every day and just make sure that we take care of our friends and our family in the area. So it was nice that I got to move into this place. It's really nice area. It's nice people.
Yeah,
a nicer community than where I grew up in Palatine. It's pretty shady and everyone's trying to be what, you know, they see on the internet. Bad stuff happens. It's like closer to the city in Chicago. So it's nicer to be out here where, and there's a lot of people in the plant community as well, and farmers, tons of farmers in the southwestern area. So it's nice to connect with those people I have something in common with, finally.
Well, what a blessed way to grow up, man. I can see that in you, that you've had that like innate attachment to nature, connection with nature forever. It's been a part of your life forever, right? So the plants are really not anything new for you. And I see you brewing all these, like you always send me your teas that you're making and like a lot of flowers and all these different concoctions and stuff, man. Did you learn all that like growing up?
Yeah,
like
super
that?
Young. When I was like 10 years old, I think I picked up, I was looking up just plants in general after finding out about cannabis from my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I started getting addicted to substances kind of early on, and I saw myself just finding like dark things to hold on to. So I wanted to be more just fueled with love and light, and I looked towards plants as just the highest good in my life. So I picked up, I think I was only 10 years old, and I bought, or I downloaded on my I think it was a download, the Golden Guide. It was a Golden Guide to hallucinogenic plants. And I read that like all the way front to back. It is amazing.
Fuck yeah.
And all that just taught me about shamanism, ethnobiology, just healing with just the cultural teachings of plants in general, our relationship with plants. And it just opened my world to so many things. Helping my mom actually get rid of her epilepsy using CBD.
Yes.
You know, cured her completely. The doctors were ready to just let her die with all the meds that she was on. And I wanted to see a better life and, you know, actually live with my family, love them, have the time here that we're meant to have. So she cured herself in like 2015 with CBD, I think.
Wow.
It took a little while to convince her, because she'd always like fall asleep from cannabis, never get to her job and stuff. So it's not for everybody, you know. You gotta find your own medium. There's smoking, there's, you know, vaping, edibles. It's all, you know, different extracts of every sort. But that really opened my eyes, just the ability to cure my own mother. So I looked into more plants and just hallucinogenics in general.
Mm-hmm.
Entheogens, connecting myself to spirit mainly, and I started growing mushrooms. I was like, I think I was 14. And that really opened my eyes, just being in the presence of the mushrooms and watching the mycelium grow, expand so quickly through the grain and everything. It just blew my mind just the possibilities in life. I'd read them, the Vedas, the Hindu scripture, yes, every night. And
that's so sweet.
Yeah, hymns, different hymns and singing, just everything.
You're ahead of your time, dude, because I saw something, I don't know, recently that said that it's good for them, like sound and stuff like that.
Well, any type of sound therapy, I really got into that. I think that was kind of what helped me. It kind of taught me about sound therapy. Just the plant spirits in general, as well as the rock spirits, the crystal energy, has taught me so much more about everything else around me than the plants or rocks themselves. It's just insane. Like, they're literally speaking to me as almost as entities. I know Terrence McKenna refers to them as the machine elves. It's right. The little, you know, voices and everything, but it really truly does speak to you, and then shows you everything. All of the alkaloids are basically hormones that the plants have, that help and adjust our hormones pretty much. That's just the basis of healing. I got into epistemology and just healing disease in general.
Yeah.
And I found that with phytogenics, the extracts or plant medicines, plant alkaloids, like flavonoids, terpenes, tannins, different extracts, like raw extracts like that. Those are the healthiest things that we could have in our system, no matter what else we're consuming. That is the top thing that needs to be in our priority in order to heal. So I've always wanted to, you know, write about that and teach others about that. I've just stretched through so many different dynamics and just keep learning myself. I like to know everything. So
that's awesome, man.
Dig into all of it. Yeah. There's no exceptions, of course, for any plant, any being, you know, any religion.
It's like factor of life. Neglected, lost knowledge. Not necessarily lost, but neglected.
They call the forbidden knowledge esoteric these days, right? And I believe that we're stepping in more than ever. This is the age of Aquarius now. They've shifted so many times between the true dates of Aquarius. But in my belief, we are truly entering more of an esoteric age, exoteric, expressing the knowledge to the exterior, not keeping it forbidden no longer, ever. Keep it shining the light, you know?
Well, there's like a dramatic increase that people are reporting in, like, empathic or psychic abilities. People are waking up more and more. People are waking up. Mm-hmm. And I certainly noticed a huge increase in my intuition, even in just recent months.
Oh, yeah.
Dramatic. Like, dreaming things before they happen all the time. Yeah. Hearing things before I hear it. It's just like, it's overwhelming almost, because you're is this real?
Yeah, the initiation, we call it, is just the standpoint of realization that we are united pretty much. And having that connected feeling and being able to exercise it and control that energy, or, you know, feel.
Harness it,
feel it. It's just, that's the true true beauty of our love, our nature.
Do you think, though, that to some degree, society with the schooling and all these, you know, and doctrines and rules and stuff, like, could it have happened for people sooner, or is it just like more like what you're saying, we're entering a new age, like astrologically? Like, for a lot of us, was it just dumbed down because of society?
Well, society, it locks everything down. It keeps it forbidden, right? They don't want us ascending, so we're not using, the tools. My dad just calls us miners at heart. We're nothing but slaves and miners.
Yeah.
But we're unlocking that new path. But I feel like it's just a gradual thing, that the time that we're stepping into is just allotted to open our minds to what's next. Just like the time before and the time before that. Like, it was just only a certain amount of energy allowed it through because that's what we could handle. That's what was meant for the moment. So there's just always a progression, through time. I feel like, and it comes in cycles, right? It's another beginning, right?
Yeah.
But definitely stunted, I would say.
Right?
The consciousness has definitely been stunted. And I saw that through, and not just consciousness alone, but humanity and our population. I don't want my mother to be diseased from a doctor that we trust, going to them for, trusted advice, medicine, things that we think would cure us, but they're only given to us for exposure and exploiting us for money.
Yes.
That's all it is. It's just a system of power and control. But once you step out of that system and involve yourself in the universe, and the joyous of plants, then you could truly see, the ascension process that we're missing out on, or missed out on, I guess you'd say. Yeah, the fluoride in our water.
Yes.
All the heavy metals that's put in our candy, our shots, whatever's to deter us through our natural order, Just hormone inhibitors in general are just like crazy. Nobody's acting normal. But that's okay with certain things. Like, everything's has its place with biodiversity, but the synthetic manipulation of everything has definitely deterred our spirit, our connection, and the growth that we could, our potential that we have with Gaia, Mother Nature. And it's amazing how much you'll accelerate to your just growth accelerates with these plants in general. San Pedro, of course, everybody on your page should know, San Pedro is the grandfather teacher plant. It is just in the presence of this plant. It teaches you so much, and it helps you just look within to tune that intuition, your third eye, Ajna chakra. That's where it's at. That's also why I started getting into the crystals, man. It just opens up a portal that you'd never see before without it,
Yeah.
It's cool to see everybody's face light up when they come over to my table at the flea market. And I could just see all the wonder and in people's eyes, the curiosity.
Yes.
There's so much growth involved with these spirit connections with plant and rock spirits. And it wasn't available to us 50 years ago, it was shunned out, of course, by society. There's a place for church and there's a place for government and everything else that we set to rule ourselves. But there's also a place for love, unity, and just plants in general.
Yes. I love the positive energy, man.
When did you start getting in the plants, man? I know your history has been...
I was first into orchids, so I started growing
your
orchids.
Grandmother would give you
orchids. She had orchids, but that's what inspired me to start my own orchid collection as a teenager,
My grandma's had an orchid. It's been blooming for almost a year and a half, it feels like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, since last Easter. It's crazy.
Yeah, I can't remember a time where plants didn't have some significant meaning to me. Aside from this is another thing we didn't really... You mentioned that you had it, but the substances rob us of that as well. Yeah. They take you away from the planet and from our plants' spirit.
I mean, substances for certain uses aren't bad, of course. Right. They all have their place. But obviously when we tend to lean on just overusing things and the addiction of anything happen. You could be addicted to anything, no matter what.
No, for sure. Addiction as a whole will pull you. I guess I shouldn't blame the substances. They're not at fault by any means. There are plenty of responsible adults out there that engage in substances that are very taboo, otherwise taboo.
I discussed that with my girlfriend. Like, it's not, you know, everything is, it's okay, pretty much. It's permitted, right?
Yeah.
There's always a fine line of what you can handle. And everybody's different, too, you know. Genetically, you know, we're all different.
Yeah.
But our soul background has a lot to do with it too, just the our past lives and the connections that we've had and in our past just bring up so many different energies to draw upon in this life. And that's what helps, or that's what makes us obviously act upon certain things, is our karmic relations towards everything. And once you align yourself with your soul, and you look through the Akashic records, it's the soul library. Have you heard of the Akashic records?
I have not.
Akashic, they call
Akashic.
It.
Okay. I've heard that.
I call it Akashic just because I mispronounce everything.
I heard it. I'm not, you have to still enlighten me too.
Oh, know. Yeah. It's just the soul library, the library of all of the memories in your soul.
Okay.
Pretty much just the energy connections throughout it. But having cleared these karmic relations with everything, or our cord, etheric cord with others, then we can truly like open our minds to what is better for us, healthier, just the higher good in general. And getting away from those addictions. Getting away from those addictions is hard, man. But using that spiritual tie we have with spirit itself, that actual connection that's true and meaningful and found in love, that is how you truly break the addiction. There's just no other way, honestly. Otherwise you fall short and you fall back upon it, you know.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's just like anything else though.
Yeah, other poor patterns or disruptive behaviors, anything, mental health issues to some degree. Yeah. There's not going to always be a pill, but I think that spirit is certainly a good route to go. It's the gentlest route to go.
It's the love within. It's love within everything. Yeah. And you just have to let it reach you by opening yourself up. And that's just the main thing that the San Pedro and Cactus does. Focuses on the heart chakra. It's not really about the intuition and finding yourself or splitting your third eye. That's kind of more with mushrooms, you know, or other plants as well. But the green, man, so green. The heart chakra just invites itself to be split open and warmed with such beauty in life. It's just amazing just to see it. And as well as the crystals. Obviously, they have, like, I could go on for another podcast with that one.
I would love to hear it.
I started collecting crystals when I was about 4. Me and my dad would go fishing and collect rocks, you know, on the side of the ponds and lakes. Mm-hmm. Go biking and stuff and sit on the hills, find them, slid down the hills and stuff. That was always meaningful for me, finding a rock to bring home.
Yes.
It was just a piece of the place I was at, you know, a piece of myself almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very special to have. As same with these plants, man, like they come from all over the world. I've been getting them from Texas, Georgia. The first set of San Pedro I bought was from Pennsylvania, out of like a big eBay deal box. It's like $20 or something. I bought some from Israel. I've been trying to get some Australian clones.
Nice. You know,
California, of course, Colorado. It's beautiful to see a piece of the energy, you know, from
all over. Yeah.
Cool.
There's pockets of it everywhere. Yeah, you really start to realize that with the online presence of the community. Like if when I look in these Facebook groups, it's huge. There's a huge amount of people in those groups, and Reddit, huge amount of people.
Oh, I just started getting on Reddit and it's unbelievable. I was like, you guys are something else.
Yeah, they're like, that's like the Wild West of the San Pedro culture.
It's pretty funny. I was so upset when I got hacked my Instagram account, my other one. Mm-hmm. Not this one, thankfully, was hacked and my Facebook account got deleted. Mm-hmm. So I can't change my name. Bummer. That's why it's the same now. But I missed out on all these different people I was connecting with. It just helped me explore the community so much faster. The cactus themselves. I feel like you know, other people that are into like other psychonauts. That are doing, you know, the same thing we're doing, they're not as filled with the desire to connect with people because they're not open as much from the San Pedro. It doesn't hit their heart as much. So I feel like just the people in this community are a lot more willing to share and, you know, connect with anybody.
Yeah, they can be pretty brutal in some of those other groups. They're very...
Keepers.
It's surprising to me, actually.
Beautiful, though. Everybody's got a beautiful mind, of course.
Yeah.
Intriguing, exotic.
It's just shocking to me, though, when I see people that engage in a hobby like this or engage in plant medicines and still just are very ego-driven. I don't understand. It's kind of makes me feel confused because I'm like, but isn't the point of this so that we can open up, you know?
Well, it's a step-by-step process, right? Sure. You can't just like open the door and shut it. Mm-hmm. And you're like, voila.
Yeah.
You know, a cape on or something, or your wings have grown, you're ready to fly.
I just remember as a kid, like when I first started engaging in psychedelics, my attitude on life and outlook on everything, my tolerance of others, my own prejudices that were imposed upon me by my family, by society, all of that kind of dissolved. Mm-hmm. Almost instantly. I was a different person.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Like I know, and didn't look at other people as other ever again.
I'm just curious, what was your first experience?
Psilocybin at like 14, probably. 13, 14.
I think I was 12 with mushrooms. Yeah. And I was only about a gram and a half because I just felt so good about it. I gave the rest of them to my neighbor. I was like, you take them, man. I love you. You could have them. You deserve this.
Were you guys able to forage them by you?
I've actually found what I thought to be is they're supposed. I didn't know if they were. They were some type of pineallius, I guess. They were really blue. And I found them growing underneath chicken of the woods mushrooms. Okay. Right next to the Des Plaines River, just going like right almost before you hit Chicago.
Cool.
And that was really cool to see them. I was gonna get the test kit, the alkaloid test them, and they just melted and I never got to knowing for sure. And I haven't wild foraged for psilocybin specifically ever since then.
Okay.
That was like 2 years ago, I think. I've been mainly foraging for reishi mushrooms. Amazing plant for all types of adaptogenic, you know, situations, just to help your brain function. Yes. And with me, I have a bipolar, or not fully diagnosed, but some type of generational curse, you could put it.
Yeah.
And these adaptogens, these other plant molecules that are just helping my brain function properly are just amazing. Like they've changed my life more than ever. And I feel like it was taking the psychedelic experience, just having that fuel my focus on trying to find these other plants, these other compound stuff. So I bought this thing called Mind Care. Mm-hmm. And it's a nootropic type from Himalayan extracts. I'm not sure. Himalayan Botanicals.
Mm-hmm.
They're one of my favorite companies, and they have just a diverse, like, different array of all these botanical extracts. But they're like my inspiration to actually like get it out there. I've been seeing a lot more people like in their homes extracting,
yes,
you know, plants and selling it too. Datura, I have the Datura just back there. I have my Morning Glories.
Nice,
beautiful. I have Amanitas that I pick in my farm up in Michigan.
Mm.
They're the yellow ones. They're so cool.
And how do you use the Amanita?
Amanita, you boil for a really long time. Mm. I use them raw like that, boiling them and just taking the raw tea. But a lot of people I know boil and make an alcohol extract with it.
Mm. The blood of Christ.
And diffuse it. That is truly... It's truly soma. That is the blood of Christ. You're right.
You taught me that.
Yeah, that's the one. My dad has been mind blown for him, everything I've shown him. But Jesus really talked about mushrooms. He went on that voyage to learn about everything in life. Mm-hmm. And he found that God could be facilitated the most through magic mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, all the monks and everybody, and they would teach them all the practices. But it seems so bizarre just nowadays when you talk to somebody else who doesn't believe in plant medicines or anything like that, and they'll shun you or claim you're practicing witchcraft.
It's blasphemy.
Yeah, right. And it's the whole other side of things where everybody's visor is just flipped, you know?
Yeah, well, I actually listened to a podcast the other night about when Christianity and witchcraft, which were once one, split, yeah, and they started burning witches alive, the Christians. And yeah, it's sad that it sounds crazy, and you know, a lot of Christians would probably be offended to hear that the mushroom was part of Christianity, but it's depicted in all those ancient paintings.
I know.
Amanita muscaria. Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
The hidden truth about Jesus Christ, y'all.
It's just beautiful. The Soma, if people, whoever doesn't know about Soma,
yeah, please tell us.
The Holy Grail. This is the elixir of life, the blood of Christ. It's grape juice or wine that is made from mushrooms by inoculating the Amanita spores into the juice.
Mm.
I've seen it done many different ways. I haven't done it personally. I only boiled tea and had the experience. But Amanita is not for everybody, you know, and you have to be aligned to that stage of consciousness where you're ready to be open to the fullness, that void, the Ein Sof air, they call it, limitless nothing. That's the term. And you have to be completely void yourself of all expectation, you know, just be filled with that pure love for everything, and then you see God. It's pretty much, that's just what it is. You actually open your eyes and see God, and you become Christ. The Christ consciousness is within you. That's the teaching involved with it.
Mm-hmm.
And with the violet flame that I bless all my, you know, plants with, the violet flame is the seventh ray, the purple light, seventh ray of light. And the violet flame was taught as a tool by Saint Germain in like the 1930s. It was opened up by one of the mediums. He traveled to a spiritual retreat in Idaho, I believe, the Tetons, and he had a medium downloads and channeling from Saint Germain to teach him all about the violet flame and this tool that humans just forgot about pretty much. But that violet energy is just the highest frequency that we have instant connection with. So when we're focusing on this pure violet light, we're connecting with the divine right here at our crown chakra. That's connecting with the silver ray. And the silver ray is the Ein Sof, the oneness, the universe, the connection of things. And then which connects ourselves to the, I forgot the other aura, the 13th aura. And it's amazing to see yourself grow and develop when you align yourself and focus on, meditate with the violet flame. I've seen so much good happen with it. It's just insane. I love to see people's faces light up with the blessings whenever they start meditating with the violet flame. Because with me, it happened almost instantly. Everything in my life just becomes clearer to understand and just more pure to love, I guess.
Now, tell me about this plant that you have. You have a plant that you attach to the violet flame, right?
The plant of the violet flame representation. Thanks for bringing that up, Garrett.
Of course.
Is oxalis. I'm sure a lot of people have this plant. They don't know. Oh, I'm going to have to get it.
You're okay.
I love this beauty.
Wow.
This is Oxalis triangularis. The Trinity, the Holy Trinity of the violet flame right here. And the flowers are just so persistent. They shoot out like a root, like 10, 20 roots, like every day of new flowers. Or stem, not root.
I love that. I'm going to have to get one of those, man.
Yeah. It's it comes in a bunch of different arrays of colors. There's like a burgundy one that has yellow flowers. That's really neat. But they call it the purple clover as well. It's just purple clover. Watching this plant bloom is just pure joy for me. Having it be connected to the violet flame. This is just, I don't know. There's something about it. I never would have thought of the experience that it gives me. It's just insane. It's so cool that the leaves, forgot what it's called. It's like kind of like morning glory, how it closes up at night. Yeah. It shades itself. Forgot what the characteristic is called. So it's always got like little TPs going. And then once it's comfortable, it's just like this giant bush of light. It's just so pretty.
Beautiful, man.
I feel everybody should have one of these plants in their home for sure. It's really easy to take care of too. As an annual, it just keeps growing back new sprouts, and you could just leave it inside and keep watering it and live for a long time.
I saw you making kelp tea the other day, and you also showed me some, it's kelp fertilizer for your plants, but you also showed me you were making, it wasn't hibiscus, it was some other kind of flower tea.
Of course,
yeah.
Yeah, so there's my rose bush, and I just had a rainstorm last night. And so I'm going to get some rose and passion flowers.
Nice.
And I take all those and I dehydrate them, and I pretty much give them to my rabbit. He's my little protector.
Awesome. That's who the tea, that's who it was for?
Yeah, it's actually just for my rabbit.
Cool.
I got my rosemary plant. I've been trying to get a lavender. I have tons of aloe. Just all these plants that have plant alkaloids.
Yeah, medicinal plants.
And there's a whole list of alkaloids that we could talk about, Garrett. I got to get that book written.
Yeah.
But I got the aloe. I just got a bunch of it on sale.
Nice.
No, you see it. I got a goji berry plant. My girlfriend bought for my birthday.
Nice.
She got me a banana tree, but the squirrel chewed it all down.
Oh, little asshole.
That's what happens. Yeah. Suckers. I've actually, they haven't really done too much damage to my cacti at all. Like, I've only had some mice.
Rodents? Oh, right.
No, only some mice up in Michigan, of course. And there's so many of them. It's kind of bound to happen. And it was just one tooth mark. So, not too bad. They just kind of dig at the soil.
I would love to dig deeper into alkaloids with you. In fact, I think that you have so much of a knowledge that we could do multiple episodes on topics, man. And just, you know, like, spend some time meditating on it. And like, I don't see you as like this big crazy planner person, because I'm not. I mean, we did this on the we decided we're gonna do this morning.
But it was like definitely a good call, brother.
Yeah, man. But like, if you want to, you know, put some thought into it, and I would be happy to just kind of MC and listen and enlighten us all, man. And I also want to talk more about
it definitely would be easier to for me to write it down to actually, yeah,
right?
You know, and jump it all and throw the information at you like this.
Yeah.
But I really appreciate
more about that too.
Appreciate you having me, man, allowing me to get this information out there.
Of course, man.
That's always been my my goal in life, is to become a teacher. Pretty much.
I see that. I think that you were born for that.
With my girlfriend, we wanted to start, you know, to help people with addiction. We wanted to start a retreat, having a house for people that bring, possibly they have their family there, possibly have their dogs, you know, things that they can't have at the other homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And just having a different side of the facility, maybe a sanctuary, a garden for plants, for ceremonies. You know, that's my goal in life, is to have that open home for people to come and heal in my home.
Working in treatment will truly show you, she must have a big heart. She will show you a lot of things not to do.
Yeah,
and
very true. She's incredibly strong and incredibly smart.
Yeah.
She's definitely the only reason that they are like functioning.
She's probably the light. Yeah, the light in that space. And that's a burden.
Well,
it's a blessing and a burden.
It's a blessing. But her empathic abilities and her mediumship with everything has just, it opens up the door so much more for people to heal and connect with that forgotten self, that karmic relations, or any type of connection they had with their ancestors, spirits, ghosts, and things. That's a very, very deep part of it that not a lot of people know how to, you know, work with. But she's really smart, man. You should definitely meet Liz. I'll have her on here for sure.
Yeah, bring her. And that's another thing I'd like to talk about too, is spirits and demons and as it relates to psilocybin too. Would love to talk about that.
And any type of DMT, right? There's always spirits.
Yeah, there's entities,
very, very highly attached to that. Or attaching themselves to you know, entities that have ingested such. You know, a lot of people obviously have more encounters with aliens after DMT experiences. Because of that, you know, pretty interesting. And it definitely needs to be discussed more. We'll definitely talk about it, man.
I look forward to it, man. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
You guys have safe travels.
You too.
All right.
Wherever you're going.
Yeah, I know you guys are driving her to work right now, right?
Oh yeah, I'm leaving now.
Okay.
All right, Garrett.
All right. If everyone could please like, review, and subscribe to the podcast and hit that share button, we would both appreciate that greatly. We got Doss Kobe of Crystal Flame Cactus Kobe. Wait, Cacti Kobe and Dawson.
Cacti Kobe, Crystal Flame Cactus.
Yeah, there we go. He got it.
God bless.
Okay. Goodbye.